A new study finds high rates of memory-related diseases in former players in the National Football League. The NFL commissioned the report by the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research. The study reported rates of Alzheimer's disease and other memory-related illnesses to be 19 times greater in pro football players than for other men ages 30 to 49. Joining us to talk more about this is Sports Illustrated's Pablo Torre in New York. Welcome back, Pablo.
Hi, Michelle.
And also with us from Lodi, California, is Dr. Bennett Omalu. He first sounded the alarm about player susceptibility to dementia back in 2002. Later, he wrote Play Hard, Die Young, Football Dementia, Depression, and Death. Dr. Omalu is currently chief medical examiner for San Joaquin County in California. He joins us from his office. Welcome to you also.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Well, Dr. Omalu, what's your reaction to the University of Michigan study?
Well, when I read the newspaper article yesterday, I was not surprised. It is common knowledge in medicine that has been established since the early 20th century, in fact, 1928 to be exact, that repeated impacts to the head in any type of human activity can result in permanent brain damage and can manifest as dementia and loss of cognitive functioning. There was actually a book that was published by the United Kingdom House of Lords and by the Royal College of Physicians in 1969. The committee was chaired by Lord Brain. His name was Lord Brain. That confirmed that repeated impacts to the head result in dementia, period. So now many decades later, to have individuals coming to still contest it, that we need a paper, we need a study to confirm it. In my opinion, there is something wrong here.
So, Pablo, how is the NFL reacting to this? On the one hand, the NFL commissioned this study. On the other hand, as I understand it, and as Dr. Omalu indicated, the NFL has long resisted embracing this link between head impacts, head injury, and a long-term sort of effect. So how are they reacting to this?
Right. I mean, this has been a long time coming. I mean, I would say that the NFL has been pretty myopic, you know, at best irresponsible, at worst in terms of confirming this type of thing. I mean, in 2004, they commissioned a study that supposedly found no evidence, you know, and then they dismissed other studies that they did in North Carolina that found evidence. And, you know, it's just something in the scientific community, as Dr. Omalu indicated, that's been self-evident. You know, boxing has been advocated to be banned by every medical association since the 80s. And football, you know, you'd be naive to imagine that there isn't that kind of head trauma, maybe not on the same repetitive level, but certainly to a higher degree than the normal population. So for the NFL, obviously, they're loath to kind of admit this. I think their tack is always to say, we need more research. But this is from the NFL themselves.
Well, in an email to the New York Times of responding to the report, an NFL spokesman said that there are thousands of players who have no memory problems, which to me is a little like saying that black lung doesn't exist because every coal miner doesn't get it. On the other hand, they also said that the sample size for retired players under 50 with self-reported memory loss is small in this study, 9 players to be exact. So is that a fair point, that perhaps the sample size isn't as large as it needs to be?
In my opinion, that is not a fair point. There has not been any football player I have met myself, I have encountered, that has not manifested some degree of cognitive impairment. But what happens is that these players are usually ashamed to acknowledge that they are having problems. But when you interact with them, when you engage them, you would find out that there is something going on.
Do they think it's normal? Dr. Omalu, do they think that their cognitive difficulties are normal, or is it more that they realize something is wrong, but they don't want to admit it?
They realize something is wrong. They don't want to admit it. They feel very embarrassed. However, they would call you on the phone one-on-one to admit that something is going on.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Pablo Torre of Sports Illustrated and Dr. Bennett Omalu, and we're talking about a study that finds high rates of memory-related diseases among former NFL players, rates of diseases that are far higher than the general population of men their ages. And Pablo, can I ask you, what about the NFL Players Association? It would seem that this would be precisely the kind of issue that a Players Association is supposed to address.
Yeah, and Kevin Mawai, the president who plays for the Titans, now has, you know, he said this is something that confirms what players have known. You know, the NFL Players Association obviously has a lot of issues with the NFL, whether it comes to pension plans for retired players and everything like that. You know, this issue, though, I think, is something that even though there's that culture where you do not want to self-report, you don't want to seem weak, I think the scientific consensus and the realities of playing life on the field have urged these players to sort of realize this is a real problem. This is something that is out there and must be dealt with.
And speaking of how it could be dealt with, I mean, Pablo, you just pointed out that the medical profession, the medical community on the whole has said that boxing is so inherently dangerous that it ought to just be banned for medical mm-hmm. reasons. What about football? Is there anything that can realistically be done to minimize the harm, the long-term harm? Or is it one of those things where we as a society simply have to say that we're prepared to accept a certain level of harm done to the players in exchange for whatever they get out of it and the entertainment value?
Well, I think on one level we do have to accept, you know, football at its core is a bunch of guys, you know, acting as battering rams. At some level, you cannot get away from that. But I think what you can do is increase testing. You know, I think what you can do is change a culture within team doctors and the medical community within the NFL that takes a harder line. You know, once a player has a concussion, you know, treat that more carefully than you would otherwise in the past. Keep them out of games, increase regulations so that the onus is taken off the player and even the team to decide that kind of thing. You know, you become more conservative in terms of recognizing the danger of what it's like to have a concussion, to have head trauma. And that way you don't leave it up to the player to decide or a coach to decide or someone who doesn't necessarily have that medical background to understand the magnitude of what just happened.
So you're saying some sort of independent evaluator, someone who does not work for the team, needs
exactly.
to be the person to decide whether a player continues after a head injury. Dr. Omalu, what do you think?
I would want to take that further conceptually. If you notice, the very first case of CTE, or dementia in a football player, was documented by me only in 2002. The moment we stop denying the existence of this disease, the moment we embrace it and accept the paradigm shift in the way we look at it, then the moment we shall all begin to work together to find out a cure. I strongly believe that the NFL should sponsor independent researchers who have original thoughts. I strongly believe we can develop an animal model to recreate this disease in mice and the rats and to test some specific medications that are already in the market. Because what causes this disease is the accumulation of abnormal proteins in the brain due to abnormal biochemical activities, hyperphosphorylation, pardon the jargon. So that if you identify a drug that can cross the blood-brain barrier, get into the brain cells, and stop the formation of these proteins, then this disease is cured, or you slow down the progression of it. But until the NFL puts money forward and other foundations to identify independent researchers to look into this, to develop the treatment, we will still be going back and forth. You cannot prevent players from impacting their heads in a high-impact contact sport like football.
Can I just ask you a question, Dr.
Sure.
Omalu?
Sure.
Are you a football fan?
I used to be, but now when I watch it and see what the impacts, I perform autopsies every day and see what brains of people who have impacts to their head look like. So I stopped. I just can't watch it.
Makes sense. And, okay, Pablo, final question to you. Are there any, is there likely to be any follow-up to this study? I mean, the NFL, as you said, has indicated that they feel that there should be more long-term research. Is that going to happen?
I think so. I think at this point, you know, there's almost been a critical mass in terms of lay people and fans. You know, the coverage that's been getting has been huge in terms of letting the NFL know this is something that people are aware of now and confirm as real. You know, the fact that this was their own study, you can't really go back at this point. I think at this point, you now go forward and you know, hopefully make an earnest effort. I think there's enough public awareness where the impetus is on the NFL to take this farther, and hopefully it goes to, you know, in the Code Awards recognizing more independent studies and allowing in the scientific community, which they basically shut out for so long.
Pablo Torre is a writer for Sports Illustrated. He was kind enough to join us from New York. Dr. Bennett Omalu is the author of Play Hard, Die Young, Football, Dementia, Depression, and Death, and he joined us from his office in Lodi, California. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.